If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Hey, it's Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4, the usual suspects, right here on ESPN 97.5. We let you know before the segment ended, previous to this one, that the finals finally gets underway tonight, as if the anticipation could get any stronger and bigger. Well, wait no more. Game one tonight. And so why not go to the expert of experts over there at ESPN and bring in one Tim Legler to give us a little bit of a preview of tonight's finals and maybe some things Rockets along the way. But Tim, thanks so much for joining us. We know you're busy, but we appreciate you spending some time with us.
My pleasure. Good to be on.
All right, man. So you got game one. Everybody's had enough time to stew on it, wait, and get it going. I know you probably have a take on that as well, but we understand when you get the big network involved that sometimes you got to wait. But the anticipation definitely did nothing but add fuel to the fire. This one is what everybody wanted to see and anticipated they would see all year long. How do you see this thing going?
Yeah, you know, in some ways, this is what is a little bit wrong with the league. From this standpoint, you know, basically the series ended, last mid-June, and we all said it was a foregone conclusion they were going to meet again unless something crazy happened in the offseason. You know, and then 2 nights before the season started, I make all my predictions on the air, and I say Cleveland, Golden State are going to play in the NBA Finals, and here we are how many months later. And I guess what I mean is there's just so little theatrics associated with the league. You know who's going to get there. Now, having said that, now that we're finally here, I mean, it's almost like, thank goodness this is what we ended up with, because this is the only thing that could really satisfy what NBA fans want, which is seeing these two teams go at it. This is a lot like, to me, you know, Ali, Frazier, or even Ali, Tyson, if you want, when they're both undefeated, like facing off in the finals. These are two massive heavyweights. And now all you can hope for is that this series gives us more compelling finishes than what we've seen in the postseason to this point, which have had very little in terms of late game finishes that we talked about the next day. I hope this series lives up to that.
I was going to say, because I love the analogy with Ali Frazier, but at the same time, I was going to ask you, because from a league perspective, we all kind of, it was a foregone conclusion. We all expected these two teams would be there again, but from the NBA's perspective, is that a good thing or bad thing? Because you hit it right on the head. We've said it on this show numerous times. The playoffs have been just a huge disappointment. It used to be in the first round, you'd have at least one series, 4 versus 5. I go back and do Clippers-Warriors a couple years ago, or Spurs-Clippers, where there's some drama. There's a game 7. Along the way, you get a couple of good ones. But boy, this year, I guess, you know, the luck of the draw for all those good years, we got the short end of the stick this year, because it's been tough to follow and stick with the NBA playoffs. There's been so many blowouts.
No, I'm with you. I mean, it's definitely taking the edge off my job. I mean, because I think of how many nights I'm sitting there watching games, waiting to go on SportsCenter right after the game and break it down, and there's just very little to break down. I mean, these games that I've covered have had such little to talk about in the second half. It's been incredible, really. I was on one show and they compared it to, well, what if it the movie? You go to a movie, right, and the movie's just really slow and dragging along, but the ending is so spectacular that really that's all you're talking about later on, and it ends up being a great movie because the ending was so great. And maybe that's what we're going to have here. And I think the only two teams that could satisfy that would be these two teams. It's just different. The nature of our sport is different. And it was funny. I was sitting with Barry Melrose, who covers the NHL for us, and we were watching, when these two teams finally, when Cleveland won their fifth game in the series against Boston, and we knew who the matchup was going to be. I'm sitting next to Barry. He was watching a game seven that night, and I'm saying to myself, geez, I knew this was going to happen in my league 8 months ago. And he'd had to wait until double overtime of a game seven to really know who was going to be in the Stanley Cup Finals, because it was not who he predicted. The nature of the sport leads to randomness. So does, you know, baseball. You get a couple of hot pitchers, they can take a wild card team to the World Series. In football, we've seen it. So basketball's different. It's just you're not going to beat a team with more talent if they're not injured in a best of seven. So you don't get five through eight seeds make it to the finals. You just don't. You get the teams with the most talent. And so it's a matter of just waiting to get there. And maybe there's a couple surprises along the way in series. But at the end of the day, the two teams you expect to get there if they're not banged up. And that's what's happened again in this case. So, again, maybe this layoff has allowed the hype to build to the point where we sucked back a lot of people in that maybe lost interest along the way. And now everybody's going to be tuned in tonight. I think the ratings are going to be off the charts for this series because there's just so many interesting storylines.
Tim Legler joins us on the HRMP listener line. Tim, are you worried, though, that long-term this could have a negative effect on the NBA and the product if it's too predictable and there's only a couple of teams that are competing year in and year out?
I mean, yeah, I do. I can't say it any other way. It is because, you know, how do you keep the overall fan base of the NBA as intrigued in as many markets as we're in, if you kind of feel like, how is anybody going to beat these two teams? And people were talking about this being, you know, third straight. Wow, you know, we never happened before in the history of the league. We've had the same two franchises match up in the finals 3 years in a row, which is actually kind of incredible to me when you think about the Lakers and Celtics back in the 60s. You think about the Lakers and Celtics in the 80s. It never happened 3 years in a row. Well, I got news for you. Barring something crazy like two other massive free agents joining up to go with a third guy in another team we don't know about right now, if these two teams keep these cores together, this could go on for the foreseeable future. I'm talking this could be 4 years, 5 years, 6 years in a row.
Yeah, this trumps Celtics-Lakers back in the day.
And I don't know that that's good for the league or not. I mean, it's certainly great for these two markets, but overall interest in the league, I think the finals, you're still going to have it because it's so great what we're going to watch. But I think most of the rest of the regular season and postseason, yeah, some people might find other stuff to watch because they feel like, what's the point? I'll just tune in late May, early June when we get to the series that really matters because these two teams are unbeatable.
Yeah, wake me when they play because it has the potential of trumping Lakers Celtics back in the 70s because of the fact that these two teams are loaded and Durant's already talking about taking less money to make sure they keep their core together. So it is quite possible. With all that being said, how do you look at the series? Because, you know, everybody's saying, well, Cleveland doesn't play defense. Well, Golden State, they play good defense, but Golden State is predicated on fast-paced, high-scoring, lots of shooting. And you know that the Cavaliers at least have athleticism if you put Shumpert in there and J.R. Smith, that guys that can guard other people, and they have an advantage by having more bigs that can go on the low post. What are your keys to the series?
Well, I think there's a few. I think when I look at Golden State, it's tough to imagine any team defensively being able to come up with a game plan to take everything away that you need to. And it's just, they have so many weapons. This is the best shooting team in the history of the league. You have three of the best individual shooters that the league's ever seen on the same team. Draymond Green is incredibly unique, playmaking, powerful. They've got a deep bench. And, you know, think about them a year ago. They lose in the finals. They lose three straight. The Draymond Green situation happens. They lose momentum. Cleveland seizes it. They win the last two games. Dramatic fashion. They didn't have Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant is the differentiating factor now with these two teams because I thought last year Cleveland got really physical with Steph Curry as the series wore on, and they were allowing it to be called that way, and they were bumping him, hitting him, switching on to him, making him play in traffic. He was getting pushed further and further out. He wasn't getting to the line. He became less efficient. He had some bad turnovers. Well, what do you do to answer that? You go out and get a guy like Kevin Durant, second best player in the NBA, and a guy not as susceptible to that because he's 6'11". He can shoot over the top of anyone at any time. And so his shot-making capability and where he can get shots is something Golden State did not have a year ago, even though they won 73 games. Cleveland put a blueprint out there of how to beat them. In a seven-game series, if you're locked in on one team and you have the right personnel to get physical, you can affect a guy like Steph Curry. You can't really do that as much with Kevin Durant. So I think, to me, Golden State now has just too many options to go to for a team to be able to answer it. For that long a period of time, over 48 minutes, over seven games, they're going to get you. And that's why I favor Golden State to win the series. But I will say this, you know, doing an argument for why Cleveland can win it. Well, they've got, there's one LeBron James that's ever walked the earth,
yep.
And this team has him.
Yep.
And no one physically can dominate a series or an opponent the way that LeBron James can. So he can control it out of his greatness and his just physical dominance. He can control the series in a way that you affect Golden State's rhythm in a way that no one else is able to.
We saw it last year. He can will a team to victory the way he brought them back last year, and he put them on their shoulders and he carried them. So it is possible. Before we let you go,
I'm not going to slight him. I think Golden State in seven games. That's why I think it goes the distance, because I'm giving LeBron and that team the ultimate sign of respect. I just think Golden State's a better team. I think they've got more options.
Before we let you go, we know how the Rockets exited. You had been out on Twitter and said, one of the worst disappearing acts for a star in a big game I've seen in James Harden. How does James bounce back from that? Can he bounce back from that? And does he have to wait till next year's playoffs to even have a chance to redeem himself?
Absolutely. And, you know, you're not going to forget what he did this season and what a talented player he is. Everybody gets that. But when you have a moment like he had at the end of that series, you know, and I'm still not sure. If I went back and watched it again, I still would be in amazement at what I was watching that night. And I saw it early in the game. He passed up shots. He was passive. You know, his team had to be in a state of shock. That shot of Mike D'Antoni at halftime, sitting there staring at a glazed look over his eyes, spinning his front race board on his fingertips. I don't know if you remember that. James Harden sitting like two seats over. That was like halftime of the game. Like, you could tell Mike D'Antoni was even like, how am I supposed to win a game when this guy is acting like this tonight? So for James Harden now, the only thing he can do to erase that memory from people's minds is to win a championship.
Well, and you know what? You said it. It wasn't just the look. Those guys, that's a coach and his best player not speaking for the entire time the cameras were on him. And you could tell something just wasn't right. But I said he's bounced back from the Kardashian curse, and he had an MVP-like season. But you're not going to bounce back from a playoff collapse again until the next playoffs, and that's a long time to wait. Tim, we really appreciate it. We know you're busy. If you want to follow him, great follow. Man knows his NBA and a lot of basketball. At Legs, L-E-G-S, ESPN. Follow Tim Legler. Watch him on ESPN. Catch him after every game of the finals. Tim, we appreciate it, man. Best of luck in the future.
My pleasure, guys. Take care.
Tim Legler right there at ESPN. Little basketball talk, getting ready for game one of the NBA Finals tonight. We'll be back with a whole lot more. The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.